Last Sunday, we finished the series on 2020 Vision. And today, I want to ask you a question. Now that we have vision, what do we got to do with it? I think the answer may be found in this statement by Joel Baker. Vision without action is merely a dream. Vision with action can change the world. That's something to think about. You know, one person has a vision. Once a person, I should say, has vision, it's time to take action. It's time for us to act on the Word of God. So, I guess you can have a title for this today. It said, Going to the Other Side. Now, once we get vision for here, now we got to go over there. What do I mean, going to the other side? Well, moving past all the questions of doubt and fear, moving past the obstacles and the situations and the circumstances, moving from fear to a place of trust in God, rising up out of hopelessness to take hold of every promise of God, getting past sickness and disease and living in health, getting past the temptations that come at us and walking in victory, moving beyond the point of not having enough to living the abundant life, moving past all of the negativism and the circumstances and the situation that are holding you down, and gaining the victory that God tells us that we can have in the Word. And lastly, moving beyond the human impossibility into the possibility of God. You know, we're all facing different things. We all have different circumstances and different things coming into our lives. But I want to tell you what. Opposition and obstacles cannot stop you if you have the vision to do what God has asked you to do and to believe what the Word of God says that you can do and go where the Word of God says you can go and have the victory that the Word of God says that you can have. You know, we have to make up our minds that nothing is going to stop us. You see, you have to make up your mind. I remember when October of 1962, I boarded a bus in Dallas, Texas, headed for Fort Leonard, Missouri. And all the people had been telling me about how tough, I don't know how it is now, but back in that day, boot camp was tough. I can tell you that right now. They can't do it today, but they could kick you in the seat of the britches and a lot of other things. How many of you were in during that time? I was told the other day that if a soldier is getting too, he can say, oh, I'm getting too stressed out, and they have to back off. I don't know about that. No. But anyway, I was on that bus, and I'm a little older than, because I was in my senior year of college when I had to go in. And most of those kids on there were 18, 19 years old, some of them 17. And I'm telling them, I said, you boys better make up your mind right now that they're not going to break you, that you're going to make it. I told them, I said, I made up my mind. You know, I learned this from an early age. If you're going to accomplish something, you got to make up your mind and go after it. I don't care what it hurt, how bad it hurts, what it costs. I did that when I was running track and playing ball. I would go out there and I would run. My sides were hurting. My legs were hurting. My mind was telling me, you got to quit. But I knew that if I didn't push through and get in good shape, that I wasn't going to be no good when track season came and I was running that 220 and that 880 relay. I wouldn't be any good. You've got to make up your mind right now that the Word of God is true and that I am going to go to the other side and receive everything that God says belongs to me. You know, look at Isaiah 43, 1 and 2. I'm going to read from the NLT today. But now, O Jacob, listen to the Lord who created you. O Israel, the one who formed you says, don't be afraid, for I have ransomed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. When you go through deep waters, I will be with you. When you go through rivers of difficulty, you will not drown. When you walk through the fire of opposition, you will not be burned up. The flames will not consume you. Here God is announcing to Israel, hey, don't be afraid no matter what happens, no matter what you're going through. He was with them, and that he was going to get them to the other side, or get them to victory, somebody might say. You know, this should encourage us and give us some confidence. Because God is still the same. And if he did it for them, he'll do it for us. You know, sometimes it helps us to historically look back and see how God delivered those in the Bible. And if he's the same God, then he'll do it again. He will deliver us. I know the enemy comes and tells you, no, it can't happen. You'll never make it. Let me tell you something. I have never read in the Word of God where when they called upon him that he did not answer. Have you? Good. Any of you ever read Ever Increasing Faith by Smith Wigglesworth? Oh, now I know more people than 15 have done that. How many of you read Ever Increasing Faith? Oh, that's more like it. That's more like it. Do you know what? On page 73, he says, God has a million ways of undertaking for those who will go to him for help. Sometimes looking back at history, and what God has already done will help you to get to victory in the future. Now, then we don't live in the past, but we need to look back and see what God has done, and if God did it once, he'll do it again. I did a whole series, and they put a book. It's called God the Master Restorer. Go out there and get a hold of it. God is a turnaround specialist. He'll turn it around. You know, God, this doesn't work for one person because they're special. We're all special to God. We are not clones. We are all our individual selves. We have our own individual set of problems, but we also, with God, have our own individual set of victories. It's up to you whether you get there or not. It ain't up to me it isn't up to me or anybody else. You know, like I said, if God did it for the people in the Bible, he'll do it for you. Now, we know the story of how God took the Israelites through the Red Sea. You can read it in Exodus 14:30. I mean, I had it all here. I was going to read it, but most of you, how many of you know the story of the children of Israel going to the other side? Yeah, we all know the story. Well, we know how that they were trapped between the mountains and the Red Sea in front of them, the Pharaoh's army behind them. And we also know that God made a way for them to walk through on dry land, rolling the water up. But we also know that when the enemy tried to come in and do the same thing, they were drowned because the water collapsed on top of them. See, that's what will happen to you if you'll not get fearful and want to turn back. You see, at first they wanted to go back. And Moses told them, said, God says, stand still and watch me work. That's my interpretation of it. We need sometimes to believe God and then stand still and watch him work and quit trying to do it for him. If we could have done it, we'd already had it done. So believe him. If it looks impossible, remember it is possible with God. God will make a way through every obstacle that you can find. You know, remember the Israelites got to the River Jordan. And they left Joshua 3:14. So they left their camp to cross the River Jordan. The priests were carrying the Ark of the Covenant, went ahead of them. It was harvest season and the Jordan was overflowing its banks. In other words, it at flood stage. But as soon as the feet of the priests who were carrying the Ark touched the water at the water's edge, the water at that point began to back up a great distance away at a town called Adam, which is near Zaratan. And the water below flowed all the way down to the Dead Sea until the riverbed was dry. Then the people crossed. Now, you see, remember the Red Sea, it come up on both sides. On the Jordan River, it only had to come up on this side because that's the way it flowed. The rest of it would flow off down to the, if you dam it up, then it can't go any further. Now, I want you to notice something here. It was when the priest went to the edge of the water, it's flowing at flood stage. Anybody knows you don't go into flood waters. But God said to go to the other side. When their feet touched the water, okay, then something happened. They were carrying the Ark of the Covenant. What was inside that Ark of the Covenant? That's where the power of God resided. The presence of God resided. And when the presence of God hit the obstacle, something happened. The Word of God says, what? Know you not? You are the temple of the Holy Spirit. We have the presence of God with us. So instead of drawing back from the obstacles, instead of drawing back from the situations, go toward the situation, not in your own strength, not in your own power, but in the strength and the power of the Holy Spirit according to the Word of God, and face the obstacle, go toward the obstacle instead of waiting for God. You go, and as you go to the situation, the anointing of the power of God will come. Come on now. You know, what? It's several years ago now. I'm preaching here. I don't think we even had this extension out. And I was back here because the pulpit used to be right here. How many of y'all remember when the pulpit used to be back here? I like it out there because I'm closer to you. But anyway, I'm preaching. And out of the corner of my eye, I saw somebody run and hit the platform right over here. I turned and I went toward him, said, get off the platform. You're out of order. Get out of here. Now somebody said, well, Pastor, you charged him. I said, that's what you do. You don't go on the defense. You don't wait for them to come in. You charge them. Usually the person that goes and takes the offensive is the one that comes out on top. That's what you got to do when the enemy comes against you with all of his circumstances, situations. You got to charge him and tell him, hey, you don't have no right. You have no authority to keep me from receiving everything that God said belonged to me, because the Word of God says that I am more than a conqueror. The Word of God says that if it's impossible with man, it's possible with God. I don't care how big the flood is coming against you. It can't stop you. Remember the prophet Isaiah said in Isaiah 59:19, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him. Don't get intimidated by everything the enemy's throwing at you. He is trying to intimidate you. Stand up to your full strength and begin to quote the Word of God. I've not been given a spirit of fear, but a power and a love and a sound mind. I cannot be defeated because I will not quit. And the Word of God says that if I will stand my ground, that I will come out victorious on the other side. Remember, the disciples got in the boat and Jesus said, okay, go to the other side. Anybody remember that? I got a few people anyway. Jesus had been teaching, and now he gets in the boat with his disciples. He says to go to the other side, go over across the Lake Galilee there, about 8 miles. He went back and went to sleep. A storm arose. And it must have been a really big storm, because Peter, James, John, they were professional fishermen that fished on that lake all the time. For them to get, for a seaman that's a seasoned veteran seaman to get in fear, man, it has to be a huge storm. Come on now. And they woke him up and he said, "Don't you care that we perish?" And he stilled the storm and he said, "Oh, ye of little faith." All right, one translation said, "Do you still have no faith?" See, he said, "Let's go to the other side." He believed that God was going to take him to the other side. Somebody said, "Well, he was Jesus." Wait a minute. Remember, he was living the life as a man down here, the Son of Man. He died as the Son of God. But he lived, and he was anointed by the power of God, just like all of us are. That's why, if he'd have been operating in his deity, Peter wouldn't have had to say how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth. Come on now. And there he is. He is telling them, you got to learn how to believe what God said and act like it's so. You know, David said that God would help us to go the other side. In Psalms 18:29, "In your strength, I can crush an army. With my God, I can scale a wall." Another translation says, "For by you, I can run through a troop, and by my God, I can leap over a wall." Now that's pretty good. But he didn't say he was going to do it in his own strength. He said, "My God." See, we got to learn to be able to depend on your God, my God. Even though he faced the armies, even though he faced the boundary of a wall, he said, "Hey, I'm going through because God is with me." We've got to learn not to be afraid in the battles of life. We've got to learn to realize that trouble is always coming our direction. Why? Because the enemy of our God is against us, because we are God's children. And he wants to destroy us. Just like, you know, he was an angel in heaven, the devil was, and he got kicked out. How many of you remember that? Now he's against God, and he's against everything that God stands for. Sometimes when people begin to see trouble on the horizon, they want to run or go hide someplace. Listen, that's not the time to run or hide. You know, Corey Ten Boone, who was a Holocaust survivor from World War II, she said, "When a train goes through a tunnel and it gets dark, you don't throw away the ticket and jump off. You sit still and trust the engineer." Hey, when you're going through the trouble, the circumstances, the situations of life, you don't jump off. You trust who's in charge. And that's God. You know, when I was a kid and we'd face situations, most of you know my dad was considered one of the men of faith of the 20th century. And I'd say, "Dad, what in the world are we going to do?" And he always replied, "We're going to act like the word of God is true. Just another opportunity to prove God's word works." You know, we need to get it in our head. What is impossible with man is possible with God. You know, we have to have an attitude of faith. You know, somebody said, well, they got an attitude. Well, hey, we need to get an attitude, the attitude of faith. You know, Paul is quoting the psalmist in 2 Corinthians 4:13. We have the same kind of faith the psalmist had when he said, I believe God, so I spoke. The Living Bible says, we boldly say what we believe, trusting God to create for us, just as the psalm writer did when he said, I believe, therefore I speak. Here, we need to have that same kind of faith. I want you to notice, it says, we have the same kind of faith. We. That includes me, you, everybody that's born again by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. But we have to keep believing that all things are possible. We have to keep speaking to our situations and our circumstances and our things that are coming against us. You know, a lot of things are rated, you know. Well, faith is not fair weather rated. Faith in God works no matter what the storm. You know, one time in Bible school, I heard them talking. They were talking, discussing something in class. I don't know what they were even talking about. But they were talking about fair weather Christians. And a fair weather Christian is the one that believes the word of God until trouble comes. Come on now. Faith in God, or your faith in God, I should say, will be tested just like mine is and everybody else's. It's not unusual for the children of God to have troubles. We see it in the Old Testament. We see the disciples and the people in the New Testament. But remember this, he delivered them out of all their trouble. How many of you like to read after the Apostle Paul? Yeah. He is the greatest faith teacher in the Word of God. You ever read his life there and all the stuff that he went through? Come on now. And he went through everything. He said, I thank my God, I'm more than a conqueror in Christ Jesus. You see, he never let all of this stuff that was coming against him deter him from doing and receiving from God what God said he could have. You know, today, God is no different. God is still the same God. He said, I am the Lord and I change not. He's the same today. He'll be the same tomorrow. He'll be the same forever. We sing the song, The Great I Am. The thing about it, as you face your future, as you face life, and all the circumstances and everything that comes at you, do you really believe God can take you through to victory? That's what it all comes down to. What I've all been talking about today boils down to one statement. Do you really believe that God can take you through? Many people will shake their head and say yes, as you sit here in church with all of these believers, and the faith is strong because your believer, your fellow church members are sitting here with you. What are you going to do when you're out there all by yourself? Nobody else but you. And the enemy has unleashed the floodgates. Are you still going to say,
I believe God. Therefore, I speak.
Heavenly Father, for just a few moments, I've tried to encourage your people to continue to believe you no matter what happens, no matter what they face, no matter their circumstance in life, to trust you and believe you and see the Word of God work in their lives. I thank you for it in Jesus' name.